Brownsberger, brother and sister. St. Helena, California, June 13, 1910. Dear brother and sister Brownsberger, I am pleased to hear from you and to learn that you are endeavoring to be of still greater service to the cause of God. It is your privilege to receive a rich blessing in helping others. You may be diligent in business and also fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Romans 12, verse 11. You may help your associates in the exercise of your judgment and by inculcating the principles of economy. We must spend money judiciously, and I believe that you will endeavor to do this. Be ever hopeful and increase in the grace and wisdom of Christ. I am more than pleased that you can engage in schoolwork and unite your influence with other workers in opening the scriptures to those who do not understand the Word of God. I believe that the Lord has been leading you. It is true that in your associations with your brethren, you will find that you are of different temperaments, but the Lord will give you the grace that you need. The trial of our faith is much more precious than gold if we can learn to weigh carefully our words and to walk humble and prayerfully before God. I am thankful that Sister Rumbo helped you when you needed help. Tell this sister that I thank her, for the cause of God is one. I praise the Lord that He has made it possible for her to do this. May the grace of God rest upon her, and may she have the reward of seeing souls brought to a knowledge of the truth who shall overcome through the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. There are times when the work seems to be in a tangle, but we are trusting in the Lord. In your letter you say, I have longed to open up my heart before you and tell you how it seemed to me the providences of the Lord were urging me on to enter the channels of labor that were opening where I had not planned nor even contemplated. How I longed for your counsel when I was sometimes in doubt how to interpret these providences. Thank the Lord that His loving kindness changeth not. You say further, events have so shaped themselves that I have been carried out upon their current, and I am anxiously looking to the Lord and my brethren for wisdom and counsel. This is right. Counsel and pray together, and walk humble with God, and you will see and understand. You will not be left to walk alone. As you walk trustingly, taking God at His word, He will help you and sustain you. Cast your helpless soul upon the Lord Jesus. Whatever may arise, do not be discouraged, but press your way forward. Enter the highways and the byways. Follow the leadings of the Holy Spirit, wherever the way may open. We all need much more of the true faith that works by love and purifies the soul, more prayer, more of the power of God, and more of true Christ-likeness. When every worker is trusting in God as his sufficiency, the Holy Spirit will work upon the mind, imparting heavenly wisdom. A great mistake has been made in neglecting the work in the cities. For every year's delay, there have been lost opportunities. Although a few places have been entered, many centers should be established where there would be employed hundreds of workers. In every city, there should be a city mission that would be a training school for workers. Many of our brethren must stand condemned in the sight of God because they have not done the very work that God would have them do. If our brethren will use their God-given ability to warn the cities, angels of God will surely go before them to make the impression upon the hearts of the people for whom they labor. The Lord has many thousands who have never bowed the knee to Baal. Let not our ministers and our physicians fail, nor be discouraged.